Hello there. Okay. We're back. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we're doing this Taisus. And Yudches Amadeus Shomeres Yavin. So we got stuck yesterday on a little bit of a stira. The guy said a possible answer. But before we do that, I wanted to go back and just basic ideas. What is the, how are you over the Iser of Achlos Ishto? In other words, what do you have to do? Do you do Kedushin? Do you do Nisuin? Do you do Bia? All of the above, none of the above, some of the above, right? What is just we you know before we get into the sugya, just basic information. What do you need to do? What if you what doing what is in a violation of the Iser Achos Ishto? And Pashtus, whatever is a violation, midiraisa of Achas Ishto, when it's your the sister of your wife, would be an Iser Dirabanan when it's an Achos Sukukaso. If there's no Iser Achos Ishto, then the Chayra, there would be no Iser Achos Sukukaso because Achos Sukukaso is only a Dirabanan, so you shouldn't get mixed up. The Chinuch in this Chinuch that we saw says clearly it's a geder, that you shouldn't confuse it with Achos Ishto. So if Achos Ishto is mutter to do that, whatever you're doing, then Achos Kukaso should also be mutter. So in other words, in order to understand our tesis, what we have to just first, before I like the background, the basics information, what do you need to do to be over an Achos Ishto? So there's three possibilities. You know, there's it's clear that you have to be married to the Ishto. If you just had bia with the woman, there's no Iser Achos Biaso. That's not an Iser. It's only an Iser of Achos Ishto. If you want to be Mizane, I think that's correct. That there's no Iser. If you're Mizane with one woman, you can be Mizane with her sister, no problem. It's only Achos Ishto. So now you did Kedushin. Once you do Kedushin to a woman, even if you don't do Nisuin, she's your wife. And then there's an Iser of Achos Ishto. So there are three choices. It's an Iser if you do Kedushin. There's an Iser if you do Nisuin. There's an Iser if you do Bia. Right? Those are the three choices. So, what does it seem from our Tisus? What do you people say?
Sounds like the Nisuin's the problem.
What?
Nisuin, no?
Nisuin. What about Bia? And what about Kedushin?
Lechaira Bia also.
Arabia also, yeah. And
Okay,
what about Kedushin?
okay. Okay. I mean, the fact that he calls it Kiddusha Yisur, that sounds like it's a problem.
Right. So the simple mashmalos of Taisus is that all three are aser. That Kiddushin is aser. Nisuin, because Taisus calls it that the dafka Kiddush Acher Nefila, to be Kiddush be Isser Airi. So Pashtis, the Isser is Achos Kukaso. Now it's not 100% Ruchruch. You could say it's the Isser of Aser Levato Mitzvah Yibamim. But, you know, I don't know. And the Daf Mem Aleph, what is he? Let me look at Daf Mem Aleph. Daf Mem Aleph does. I don't see where he sees it from Daf Mem Aleph. The Dafka Kiddush Acher Nefila. Okay, I don't know where he sees that, but okay. But the okay, so it's not clear whether they're Kiddush. David says it's Kiddush Be'isser. So
okay, Tosfos is saying from the Gemara later on, he sees it. Not in the Mishnah. He says from the Gemara later on, when the Gemara is asking if his wife died, can he, you know, is the Yavama becoming Mutta to him again? So the Gemara considers it a case of, you know, Hutra, Nesra, V'chazra, V'hutra. If it would be...
Yeah, but that's not... But that's
if
talking
it
about
be,
the Yavama. We're talking about the sister. We're talking about the sister, not the Yavama. The Gemara there is discussing the Yavama.
Right, but only if he was Mekadesh, the sister, after the Nefila, then the Yavama starts with the Hutra.
Right. Okay, so that's Tavis is right, but it doesn't, you know, the fact that it's called Hutra, so that means that it was that it was Achra the Nefila. Okay,
right.
I hear. Okay, that maybe. But that doesn't answer, doesn't it's a Megada on our, you know, that doesn't say over there that it's the case of Kiddush Be'isser. Titus
no,
on
no,
his own
no.
is saying it's Kiddush Be'isser. Titus uses that terminology. The Gemara there did not use that terminology of Kiddush Be'isser. So Titus, it's not clear what the Isser is. Is the Isser because by doing Kiddushin, you are in Pogea and Achos Kukaso, Achos Kukaso, right? Or is it Bito Mitzvah Yivamim? Okay. Let's go back through the Cheshbon. If you do Nisuin, so Taisa says that the reason why this that Nisuin is Isser. Because Nira can say Achos Kukaso. So it's only Nira, but Lemaisa, apparently, Achos, no say Achos Kukaso is Aser. In other words, if you really would be here for some reason, which we'll have to explain why, that's what we were discussing yesterday, for not, some reason, in reality, it's not no say Achos Kukaso. But it's clear from Taisus that no say Achos Kukaso is Aser. Because Nira can I say, even Nira can I say Achos Kukaso is Aser. So if Nira can I say Achos Kukaso is Aser, so surely marrying, surely Mamish no say Achos Kukaso is Aser. Okay. And Bia It's also clear in Taibis is Aser because Taisa says, again, Taisa says that the Ain Sarat Lahamsa Milibo because Paka de Azika. Master, if it wouldn't be Paka de Azika, you would have to wait to Livo. So it's Beferish and Taisa that if you're in Achos Kukaso, be as Azar. So what we see clear in Taisus is by an Achos Kukaso, Achos Kukaso, Achos Kukaso, be as Azar. And Achos Kukaso also, Kedush, Nisun is Azar. And and Kedushin, Pashas is also Aser. Okay. That's what it seems clear. So what the what was said yesterday, I think Sandy said it yesterday, is because the Torah uses, you know, there's two Lashinas, uses Lashon Lo Sikach, and it also uses the Lashon of, you know, obviously of the gado, the gado servasa. So therefore, both there's an iser of kicha, which would be, and there's an iser of bia. Now, what I'm still not clear about, and what we were bothered by yesterday, is why should there be an iser in the Nisuin, by an Achos, by a real Achos Ishto, the Nisuin is not Chau. So why should there be an Isser if the Nisuin is not Chau, or the Kedusha is not Chau? So what's the answer to that? So we present this Minchas Chinuch, that the Chinuch says Beferish, that's the way it is. The Chinuch says, you read the Chinuch and the paper I sent, and I sent the Chinuch, I believe, the last paragraph. He says, Mikomakam, Ein Ishto, Dino Acho, Shinoza, Rishina, Asurda, the second line, the last five words. So if you marry the Achos Ishto, you don't need a get. Even though you don't need a get, so he's saying that when you do Kedushin, it's usher because it says Lo Sikach. So even though the Kedusha is not Chau, so you just, all you did was handing over a ring. But if you did a handing over a ring in a manner that's supposed to make Kedusha with all the trimmings, pruta, et cetera, so with the das for Kedusha, whatever, so then you're over on those Sikach, even though Kedusha is not Chau. And that's a very, very radical Chiddush. That the Torah, Bishnamot Bia, I understand the Torah Aser because there's a Mitzias, there's some kind of Znus in the Bia, whatever Bia Asura is. But Pashas is no Isser in handing over the money. It's the Pashas, the Isser is in the results. And here you have no results. Because Kedusha is now Taifes. So the Chinuch says, a tremendous Chiddush, that just doing a Maisa Kedusha is an Iser of Lo Sikach. So L'Chaira, he's talking about Kedusha. So L'Chaira, to explain our Taifes, we would have to say the same thing about doing a Maisa Nisuin, that even though Kedushin, nothing is Chau, because Kedusha is not Toiveis, Bechaive, Krisis. But so if this was an Achlos Ishto, then the Suin would be Chau. But still, then Torah Aser lo Yigach, lo Sigach, so the Torah Aser, the Maisa of the Suin. Right, that's what the Chari have to say. What do you people say? And I'm still confused. Sounds good. What are you looking, Sandy? You're looking like you're about to say something.
No, I'm sorry. I spaced out for a minute, so.
What is he? So the Maisa, the Milchus Chinuch brings, that the Rambam argues with this. And that's what he says here on the side. And it seems that the Rambam argues. But okay, but so we will, in other words, the Rambam holds that if you do a Kedushin and it's not Toyface, so there's no Isser because you didn't do anything. But the Chinuch holds that even if it's not Toyface, the Maisa Kedushin is Isser. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says here in Ois Beis. It's a machlekes, a Rambam, and the Chinuch. The Chinuch says beferish that even though Kedushin is not typeface, the Torah says, well, sikach, which means you're not allowed to do the Maisa Kedushin. And the Chinuch says that he doesn't find such a thing anywhere in the Rambam. And his assumption seems to be that the Rambam disagrees. Since it's a meaningless action, there is no Isser. So what it would seem, now, before we get to our Tavis, in the Chinuch, if you do a Kedushin, are you over in Isser Kares, or are you just over in Isser Lav?
Pashas Alav.
Why Pashas Alav?
Well, Sikach is Alav.
But the it's in the same pasuk of the Sigach Ligadas Erbasa, and that pasuk says Kares.
Yeah, but it's not a real kedushin.
But what's it? But the Torah answered it. I mean, what do you? The Torah answered it, and in this parsha it says Kares. Like the Torah in the same pasuk, the Torah is answering two things, kedushin and bia. And at the end of the day, the Pasuk's parasha says that whoever does these things gets kares. So the kares is only going on the bia and not on the kedushin. Okay, I do not know. I do not know.
Sounds extremely like a huge chiddush. That would be like very, very hard to hear. You know, I'm just saying intuitively.
Yeah, but it's just, on the other hand, it's also a huge chiddush to split the pasuk.
I understand that. I understand that, but just the idea that they have karis for handing a ring over.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the Rambam holds his mamish mutter.
Right. Yeah. As I'm saying, I don't know. I just intuitively, it just seems to be Mishavis Ozen.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, now let's get to our Taisus. Our Taisus, we said, holds that there's an Isser Nisuin. Now, the Chinuch doesn't say there's an Isser Nisuin. The Chinuch only says that there's an Isser Kedushin. So, why is there an Isser Nisuin, according to our Taisus? Where does this Isser Nisuin come from? Right? Our Taisus says that it's also because nira genoise achos chalos zukukaso, which means if you're actually noise, there's an isser. Where do we get this isser? The Chinuch doesn't say there's such an isser. The Chinuch only says there's an isser. There's an Isser Kedushin and an Isser Bia.
Nisuin is not included in Lysika? Nisuin is not included in Lysika?
Well, the question is, You already did Lasika with the Kedushin.
No, but I'm saying, no, I don't know, but I'm saying maybe either one, either one of those Maisim are included in Lasika. Let's say the guy, I mean, either way, nothing's happening, Lamaisa. He's just going through the motions. So according to the Chinuch, if the guy did, whether he did Kedushin or not, he did Chuppah, he wouldn't be over?
So Chuppah without Kedushin, I don't know if it's Chuppah is Kaina.
Well, it's not Kaina anyway here.
I don't know. I doubt if I know, but that's not called doing an action. You have to do an action that should be kaina, and it's only not kaina because it's a Vapsi Bo Kedusha. But if intrinsically the action you did wasn't done in a way that it wouldn't be kaina, then I'm sure there's no Isser. Because if you would do Kupa without Kedusha, I don't believe anyone would say there's an Isser. I would be shocked. Because it's not.
No, but if he did chuppah after he tried kedushin and then he did chuppah, yeah. So that wouldn't be another lav.
Why should it be another lav?
Because again, it would, if not for the fact that it's not Taifas kedushin, it would be perfect. It okay, would be
so you're saying that when the Torah answered lo sikach, since nisuin adds, let's say kedushin, it would be Taifas. For argument's sake, so kedushin would be aser because you're doing lo sikach, and you're saying that nisuin would be also aser because you're doing more lo sikach, right? That's what you're saying, but I do not know if that's true. You know, it's like that's like a radical chiddush. We have to, you know, like whenever the Torah says in a few places lo sikach. You know, we have it by a grusha to a Kohen Hedget. We have a number of places of sikach, which means that not only is the bia usher, but the, over there, those cases, if it says sikach, are not comparable to the cleanup case, because in those cases it's tafsi bo kedusha, so you don't run into the minchas cleanup's problem that it's lo tafsi bo kedusha. But that's so. If you do a Amana the Kohen Gadol, Grusha the Kohen Hedget, Torah, I think over there it says Osikach. So, is the halacha that you're over for Erison and the Suin? You're over two Averis? I know you're over for Erison and for Bia. I never heard is no Rai, especially because I have no Bikiyas. But I was under the impression that by an almana, by a grusha, the Kohen Hedget, almana, the Kohen Gadol, there's two isurim. There's an iser kedushin and an iser bia. But I never heard, I mean, because it's always the first time, but I never heard that there's an iser nisuin. Because Pashup Shat, once you make the kinyan, you make the kinyan. The Torah asked you to make the kinyan. You made a kinyan. Now you're just doing, you're doing the same thing over again. Doing the same thing over again is not usher because you're not doing anything. So if you do the kedushin twice, I don't think there'll be an two isurim, right? I doubt it very much. If you would do even here by Achaz Ishto, where the kedusha is not taifes.
But that's Rabbi Svara again. No, but that's
Chesinah said is an iser. If you would do the kedusha twice, I would be shocked.
No, but that's because of Rabbi's other Svara that you have to look what would be right if there was no. Right. So if there was no, if there was no
interest in kedusha twice, so then there's no iser the second.
No, but that's because if you minus the fact that it's itfis's kedusha. Then she'll be married already.
Right. So if you do kedushin and nisuin, so I would have thought that the same thing. The nisuin, she's already married. So you already were over on losikach. Torah said losikach. I did already losikach. Once you do it, you can't do it again. You did it. Torah says, don't break this path. You broke it. You can't break it twice. You Torah says losikach. You did losikach with kedushin. But now you're doing Osikach again with Nisuin. That's very radical. I do not know We don't have our bucky here. We need Shamir with some Dikias. But I never heard of such a din that you're over for Erison and you're over a second time with Nisuan, because since Nisuan is a bigger Kenyan, so you're over another Isser. But that's what it sounds like from this Tysus. But, you know, okay, it might be Mukhra from here. But it just sounds like a very big Kiddush. That
is it possible that by Yachas Yisha you would not be also for Nisuan? But Achayis Kukase is also Midrabanon, because Lamaisa, it is an act of marriage. And when the Chazal wanted to keep you far away from Achayis Ishtai, they said, don't do anything which looks like marrying Achayis Ishtai, even though if you really boil it down, the particular type of kinyan called Nisuan could never apply to Achayis Ishtai, give you a lav. But Lamaisa, this is marriage. You ask anybody, what just happened? He took Achayis Kukase under a chuppah. Is that Michlef Achayis Ishtai? No, because Achayis Ishtai could never have a lav.
Okay, I hear you. But I wasn't coming from that, and you're coming out the angle of the Minchas Tinith problem, that not the Kedushin and the Nisuin is not Typhus. I was coming from the angle that even if it is Typhus, then you're not adding anything. You already did the Kicha. In other words, I was talking about a Grusha to Kohen Hedget, where Kedushin is Typhus. The question is, by a Grusha to Kohen Hedget, the Torah says they're also the Sikach, I believe. So now there's an Isser Kedushin and Isser Bia. So it's a machlokes, I'm wrong, but I think that's how we hold. That there's an Isser to do the Kedushin and there's an Isser to do the Bia. So is there also an Isser to do Nisuin? I just, you know, I have to look that up. I tried to look it up quickly. I didn't see anyone said there's an Isser Nisuin. But, you know, the no Roe, no Raya. I didn't look it up enough. But in other words, if assuming that by a Kohen, when the Torah does say Lo Yikach, and Kedushin is Tzayfes, so the Nisuin is not Usser because you're not really called adding anything. The fact that you added a more monetary, it's not it, the only time you know seek out is if you're adding an iseracious ish. If you just add some kind of monetary mumministic akinion, that doesn't make for an iser lo seek out. So then it would not make sense over here, Kavachomer, where Tushin is not typeface. So you're not even adding anything in reality. It's just like you attempted to add, so there shouldn't be an iser. So it would seem to indicate, in order, it would seem to indicate in this sugya that whenever the Torah said El Sikach, not only is Kedushin Aser, but even Nisuin is Aser. Right? That would seem to indicate. I mean, the Chinuch only says that Kedushin is Aser. It doesn't say that also Nisuin is Aser. Right? In other words, he doesn't say. But it would seem from our Taisis, Chaira, I suspect that that's a very big finish. And I suspect not everyone is going to want to say that. But it could be it's right. But I don't know. In other words, is there an Isser not only the Chinuch says Beferish as an Isser on Kedushin. So is there not only an Isser on Kedushin, there's also an Isser on Nisuin. I would have thought that there's no Isser because just like if you do Tushin twice by a Kohen to a Grusha, if you would marry the girl twice, I don't think there's any Isser the second time because she's married already. So if you did Nisuin, I would have thought that there's no Isser of Lo Sikach because you married her already. But Lechaira, from our Taisis that says that there's an Isser and the Suin, assuming he agrees with the chinuch, pashas, it says there's an iser on the erison. Right, the chinuch says beferish that there's a iser on the erison, and it's not because of bitul mitzvah yevamim. Right, the chinuch is saying clearly. Right, in other words, we had that question: is there a bit iser on the erison? The chinuch says beferish it's an iser on erison because the Torah says losikach. And even though Kedusha is not Taifes, it's in the parasha of Lo Sikach. So it sounds to me like a very, very, very big chiddush, just in the basic pshat and taisus, unless we don't have right pshat, is that it is, when the Torah says Lo Sikach, so every level of kinyan you make is another iser. So when you make a Kedusha and you get over an iser, when you make nisuin, you're over another iser, and when you do bia, which is not aus kinyan, then you're over a third iser. Yeah, that's what it would seem to come out. I don't know what do you people say? Am I right, wrong? It's a mukhrot. I think it's stavra.
Maybe I'm not clear how you're answering Dov's question on why, maybe because it's a Durabanan here, then it should be more, even though in a Daraisa case, why is that extending that from what Artosis is saying that in a regular Daraisa case, it would be the same way?
We have the Avnei Meluah, the Parship Shad, even though Kedusha is Durabanan, but even the, I mean, what would be if it would be Daraisa? Would you be over the iser? So that's a
so maybe according to Tosos, the answer would be no.
What?
So maybe according to Tosos, then
okay,
where
so
do you see
have,
the Tosos?
We have a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Chinuch. The Chinuch says beferish that even if it be deraisa, there's an iser to do a kicha. Right? Then he says that beferish. On the bottom line of the chinuch, that amikomakom is chayiv ozem maisei kedushin, that Torah omer lo sikach, mash meloshin kedushin, the half al gav, the over the mahali lay, because ain't kedushin taisin. So taisin says, they're not taisin, the chinuch says beferish, that even though kedushin is not taifes, but you're over on the deraisa case, of Lo Sikach because you did the Maisa of making a Kedusha. That's what Taisa says. The Minchas Chinuch in Ois Beis says that the Rambam disagrees. Okay, so now we have a Shaila, whether the, you know, another, really two unrelated Shailas that we're clearing. Does our Taisa hold like the Rambam or like the Minchas Chinuch? Or like the chinuch, that's one shaila. But then we add a different shaila, point to everybody, if there's an iser in erison, let's say by a kohen, where it's kedushin tzaybeis, so everybody agrees there's an iser of erison, would there also be an iser in nisuin? Right, those are two unrelated shailas. Those are, you know, they're not totally zebizah. I don't see them connect. They're connected just because you're understanding the Havana. But one is we have a machlekes rishayim, whether there's an iser kedushin when it's not taifes. The chinuch says yes, the Rambam says no. So what is taifes hold? And two, when there is an iser kedushin, whether a kedushin is taifes. And therefore, everyone agrees there's an Isser Kedushin, or Kedushin is not type A, and only according to the Chinuch there's an Isser Kedushin, would there also be an Isser Nisuin? So that's the second question. They're not connected. I don't see that they're connected. So on the first question, we thought that it's Mukhruch, that the Chinuch, that Taisus must hold like the Chinuch, because it would seem logical that achos achels the kukaso is not going to be more chamur than achels ishto, because the whole iser of achels the kukaso is exera up to achels ishto. So according to the Rambam, you're allowed to do kedushin to the achels ishto. So l'chayra, you should also be allowed to do kedushin to achels l'kugaso, because what are we making exera? We're saying it with exera is if I'm going to allow you to do kedushin to achels l'kugaso, you're going to come to do kedushin to achels ishto. According to the Rambam, kedushin to achels ishto is mutter. So l'chayra, Tosfos says clearly that nisuin is usher to achels zukugaso, must hold that nisuin is usher to achels ishto, which means that Tosfos must hold like the chinuch, that even though it doesn't work, it's still an isser.
Kedushin on nisuin.
What?
I think maybe it was switching back and forth from kedushin to nisuin. What was that last sentence supposed to have? Kedushin or nisuin?
It was nisuin or kedushin or both, because in this discussion we're not differentiating. In other words, we're assuming that we have the two separate discussions. One discussion is where does Tzivos get to have an iser nisuin? We only found an iser kedushin. The answer to that is somehow or another Tzivos gets an iser nisuin, probably. Whatever. So, but and now the second question is okay, but over here the kedushin and the nisuin are not chal. So why should there be an iser?
What's over here?
In the achos case of achos ishto.
Maybe there is no iser of achos ishto, but there is an iser of achos kukasa.
Okay, so that I thought that's not mistara, because at least the chinuch says. If you look at the chinuch, says, "Divya Maskil, the first lechain, is about the fourth paragraph. The came Masha Osru Zat Zichrona Nevracha the Geder Iser Zeh Achlos Kukaso." So right, that's what the chinuch says. So the chinuch says, and Peretz Mistavra, that Achlos Kukaso is usher because of a geder. Right? In other words, there are different types of isurim, but usually 90%, 95%, even 98% of the rabbanans are gedarim. There are once in a while exceptions where it's something like the Mitzvah Yesharim saying in Chassidus that Chazal figured out the yashrus of the Torah, so it's not a geder. But the Rabbanan understand that this is what the Torah would want. But that's not the normal case. The normal case is Rabbanan make an Isser Muksa. It's not because the Torah wants that you shouldn't move Muksa, per se, intrinsically. It's a Geder. Torah knows if you move Muksa, you'll come to do the Deraisa. Torah Aser Shnius. It's not because the Chadal intrinsically felt that Shnias deserve to be usher intrinsically because they're somewhat related. You know, it's because it's a geder. And if you're matter Shnias, you're going to come to be matter the real erva. So likewise, Parship Shat, Achal Skukaso, is usher because of a geder. Because if you'll be mutter to Achal Skukaso, then you'll come to marry Achal Ishto. Right, and he says that the Farish the chinuch that the gain usher the gather. So in other words, let me explain to everyone so they can follow your brilliance. Let me explain then your brilliance and why I'm disagreeing with you. There's a machlokes, the chinuch and the Rambam. Whether there's an iser to do kedushin or slash nisuin, we'll just throw that in, assuming it's the same, right? Even if it's not chal. The Rambam holds that since it's not chal, you didn't do anything. There's no iser. The chinuch says there is an iser. So now we have an artisis, seems to say that there's an iser to do nisuin by a achas gugaso. So I wanted to know, is that a raya? I thought that's a raya that Tosfos holds like the chinuch. That's what I thought, because here you're doing nisuin, and yeah. So Dov is saying there's no raya, because the only reason why the Rambam said there's no iser is because it's not Tosfos. But since this is only a drabanan, so it is Tosfos. So therefore, even the Rambam would agree that there's aser. That's what Dov is saying. That the maybe achos ishto, the Tosfos would agree there's no iser to do nisuin or kedushin, but achos gukaso has an iser because kedushin is Tosfos. So that Tosfos can hold like the Rambam. That, right? That's what you're saying, I think. So I'm dining back that to me that sounds very not mistavra, because since the chinuch says, and it's also logical that way, that the only reason why we assert achas kukoso is a geder, so you shouldn't come to achas ishto. So if lemaisa achas ishto is mutter, because according to the Rambam, achas ishto, there's no problem of doing kedushin and nesuim because it's not chal. So if you would do kedushin or nesuim by achas ishto, there's no problem. It's not chal. There's no iser. There's no way you can be over an iser by achas ishto unless you do bia, because anything else you did is not chal, according to the Rambam. I mean, if it's not chal according to the Rambam, I mean, it's not chal according to everyone, but according to the Rambam, if the kinyan is not chal, you're not over kisikach. So the only iser is bia. There's no iser in making a kinyan and trying to make a kinyan. So why would the Rabbana make a takana that we're answering achlos gugasa when you make a kinyan? Granted that it's chal, but there's no room for a gzera. There's no room for a geder, because you'll never have a case of you nothing to worry about by achlos ishto. Because every single case of achlos ishto, according to the Rambam, is mutter except for bia. But
every single
case of kinyan is mutter.
There's nothing to worry about as far as the kinyan. If all we're looking at is the kinyan of an achas isha, that's impossible. Not only is it impossible, according to the Rambam, there's no iser. So true, there's no makom to make a gezerah. But what the Torah really wanted to preclude was you doing bia to the achas ishtoi, which is worded in a way, maybe because it's normal, to go out and try to marry her. Now, the first step of the marriage is kedushin, second step is nisuin, third step is bia. Now, it is technically true that steps one and two will have no legal ramification other than being an isra, nothing according to the Rambam. But that path, kedushin, nisuin, bia, you have to stay far, far away. So don't do any mice at all that so will resemble
saying,
that one.
You're comes saying to a different svara. I didn't understand your svara. I thought you were saying that even though the Rambam holds, there's no isra because it's not Tosfos. But here it is Tosfos, so there should be an iser. Now you're saying it a little different. You're saying that it should be an iser because it's going to bring you to bia. And Rabbanan will misaken an iser because since bia is aser, so the path that's going to bring you to bia should be aser. But that doesn't work either because Tosfos shita is a bia's mutter. So there's no problem that this path is bringing you to bia.
Not bia of achas kukasa, bia of achas ishtar.
Yeah, any ma'isim, any... Doing kedushin, we're going to say, doing kedushin and the suin to a achas kukasa, is going to bring you to bia with an achas ishto.
Exactly.
That's a little hard.
Because that, you're, because then
that, you're telling me that you're telling me that kedushin and nisuin to an achos ishto is not going to bring you to do bia with an achos ishto, and that's why the Rambam holds that's mutter.
Is
but
it mutter
kedushin
or it's not?
And nisuin to an achos kavusas, the kaso, is going to bring you to Bia with an Achos Ishta. I mean, that sounds very...
It's Mutar Midrabanan to do Kedusha and Achos Ishta?
What?
There's no Issa Midrabanan to do a Maisa Kedusha and Achos Ishta?
According to the Rambam, I know the Chino seems to say that it's Mutar. I know he's only on the Deraisa level. I don't know.
They do agree that it would be pretty strange to say that the Rabbanan said it's okay to do a kedusha to an aches ishtay.
Yeah,
but that's the first step towards what we call marriage and bia. Chazal didn't care when it came to an aches kukasai. They said, "Whoa, you can't do kedusha on a suin here." That I would agree. It would be pretty strange.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that there's an iser. In the lashon of the Minchas Chinuch, just being the lashon, din ze lo motzasi b'ram, that's the Rambam. Yeah, also the kadesh chay v'krisis, chain to shim taisim b'hem. So it's pashas. I mean, I don't know how much you can be dying in his lashon, but b'chera, he's saying that there's no iser, means that it's mutter.
His wallet was stolen from the locker room.
That's what it sounds like.
Over $400. So the American Express.
Sounds like that he's holding that the rabbi holds that it's mamish mutter.
I told him you should call the cops. Should he or should he not? He's so, like, what are they going to do?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Rebbe, I understand that Rebbe's making the step that by Kedushin, it has to be that Tosos holds that there's an Isser. In reality, by Kedushin, because if not, there wouldn't be a Gezerah by Achos Zukukaso. But maybe that Nisuin, you can't make the same step. And maybe the Gezerah of Nisuin is Atu Kedushin. And maybe in reality, there is an Isser. Maybe saying those two things are hand in hand. I thought Dov was saying earlier that maybe the Nisuin step is a Gezerah Atu Kedushin. And Kedushin in reality is Usser.
I don't know. Do we ever find such a Gezerah? You know, fine, you're making up a new Gzeira. You know, Kedushin is Aser. Nisuin only comes after Kedushin. I don't think they're going to Aser Nisuin before Kedushin. I don't think so. So the, because I don't think Nisuin before Kedushin is Chav. You know, so the Nisuin is only after Kedushin. So why would we make a Gzeira? You already did Kedushin. So by Asering Nisuin, we're not stopping you from doing Kedushin. You already did Kedushin.
But it's in the Parsha of Achos Ishto and Achos Sukkoso that we want to make sure that people stay far away from this. And Dov was saying some type of svara that, like, if you see someone going under the chuppah by an Achos Sukkoso, then you might get confused. And you might, in other cases, think that Kedushin is fine as well. So we're going to make it that
that would mean that there's some kind of Xeira Durabanan by a real Ishto. Otherwise, if according to the Rambam, there's no Issa by a real Achos Ishto, so what are we afraid? Why would we make?
But maybe there is. Maybe there is a gzira derabanan by the real ishto. The only thing that the Minchas Chinuch is saying is that I proved to you that it's not in reality because by an achos ishto you could actually do it. But maybe nisuin is only meaning we're trying to find out if nisuin maybe derabanan it is usher midarabanan by a regular achos
ishto. Why? But because, again, besides this, the Minchas Chinuch seems to say that according to the Rambam, there's no iser by Achos Ishto. He says, in Omot Sasi, she'll also in the Kaddish, Chai Vekrisis. I assume he also means Lomot Sasi, that it's also to do Nisuin to Chai Vekrisis. And I say, I assume it's the Kaddish Chaymer. So the Rambam holds there's no iser to do Nisuin. So it sounds very strange that they would make an iser on Achos Kukoso. When there's no Isra and Achos Ishto and the Deraisa.
It's interesting, the Chinuch's Lashon is Asru Mi Lisa Achos Kukasa.
What?
It's interesting that the Chinuch's own Lashon is Asru Lisa Achos Zukukasa.
Right.
Not Lakadish.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not sure what the word Lisa means. Later on, he says, in the last line, he says, "V'chayiv ha'oisabu ha'maisa ha'kedushin." Shatayra amra lalsikach u'mashma loshin kedushin. That I'll be. So I don't. Where does he say Lisa? Where are you reading?
In the first V'chein paragraph, the one Rabbi said before, in the end of that paragraph, Pasru Zal Milisa Achoisa Mikivon Shehi Zakuka Elov. So we're going to say that he said Lisa, but he really meant Kaddish. And Lisa's actually Mutter, no less, because.
I would assume so, because he definitely says later that Kedushin is Aser. So what it's sort of like funny to say that he's just mentioning the Suin and he's not mentioning Erison. Why would he skip to the Suin? I mean, he says clearly later that Kedushin is Aser. Okay, so.
Kedushin is Aser on Achos Kukasa, he says?
He said the first, at the bottom line.
That's
on Achos the page.
Isn't that Achos Ishtar?
Avo Mikomagom, Mishayev Oiser Ba Maise HaKedushin.
Achos Ishtar?
Yeah, he's talking about this piece of that Achos Kedushin.
No, the early paragraph is in Achos Kukasa.
What?
The earlier paragraph is Achos
is a Kukasa. Right, now going back to the Deraisa.
I'm just saying it's funny that he holds Osir Lekadesh Achos Kukasa, Mutter Lisa Achos Kukasa, and he said Osir Lisa Achos Kukasa. It's a very imprecise.
I don't know what the word, you know, I'm not, words are that nigh, you know, I don't know. Elisa,
even if it's interchangeable.
Shuchayev Lisa, Ishto Min HaTaira. I don't know what Lisa means.
Well, that's because Yibam is Adaz Nisuin. But okay. I'm just saying that.
I don't know. I don't know if Lisa always means Nisuin and not Erison.
Yeah, but this is a bad place to be vague because according to where we're setting it up, the same way he holds, it's mutter, there's no iser to do nesuin on achos ishtoi, only kedushin, as I think the diak we're up to. So that means by achos kukasai, it will also be.
No, we're not sure. We're saying it could be that the chinuch holds that, I mean, there's another reason. In order to explain taisis, let's just summarize. In order to explain taisis, we're inclined to say two things. One is that Tosfos takes the side of the Chinuch against the Rambam, that even though the Kedushin or Nisuin is not Tosfos, there's an Isser, because the Isser is to do the Maisa, even though you're not making any Chalais. Okay, that is one very interesting Chiddush. And the second thing that we're inclined to say is that Tosfos holds that there's an Isser, some Tosfos agrees with the Chinuch that there's an Isser Kedushin. I would be unhappy to make a machlokes b'shaylim in that. The Chinuch said there's an Isser Kedushin. Why would he say that Tosfos disagrees? And not al pitul mitzvos yevamim, but he's saying, because in his case, there is no bitul mitzvah yivamim, because he's talking about a real achlas ishto. He says it's an iser kedushin. So pashtus Tosfos agrees to that, because we didn't see anywhere there's a machlokes rishonim on that. And it would seem to indicate to us that Tosfos holds that not only is there an iser kedushin, but there's also an iser nesuin. So I'm just saying that I would like to check in halacha if that is muskum, if that's true, that it's a very, I never heard of such a thing before. Of course, I think I keep on adding my pikiyas is worthless. But the I always thought that there's an Isser Kedushin, but just like if you would do Kedushin twice, you're not doing anything. And once you did the Isser Kedushin once, you're not over the Isser Kedushin twice. I don't think that's Mistavra, because you did it already. So even though the first Kedushin wasn't Typhase, but you did it already. So whatever you did, you did. So doing the same thing twice, the Chayra, I would think, is not an Isser. Maybe I'm wrong on that too. But I would assume that according to the Chinuch, if you do Kedushin twice, there's no Isser the second time. So I was under the impression that if you do Nisuin after Kedushin, the Gabi, the Isser of Lo Sikach, it's like you're doing Kedushin twice because you're just making more, you're doing work. You already were over on Lo Sikach. So you're being over Lo Sikach again. So if you're over Lo Sikach again, you can't keep on being over Lo Sikach. Once you did it, once you were Sikach, you were Sikach. You did it already. Can't be over twice. That's what I would have thought. By Bia, you can be over as many times as you have Bia, but I never thought that you can be over on the Sikach every time you do the Maisa Sikach. So, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe every time you do Ersin, according to the Chinuch, you're over a new Isser. Maybe that's shot. And then the Nisuin is another repeat of the Ersin. So that's why you're over again. Yeah, I don't know. That's what we are a little bit unclear about. Well, according to the Chinuch, if you did the Ersin twice, would you be over both times you do the Ersin? In a case where the Ersin is not Typhus. So you're over for doing the Maisa Ersin. So if you do it twice, are you over it twice? Because you did the Maisa twice. And assuming the Pasha is that you're not over it twice, why are you over when you do Nisuin? That's just a repeat of the Ersin. Okay, it's a little different because it's you already as far as Lo Sikach, you already got Lo Sikach. So what does it make a difference that you're doing it a second time? You're doing it on Nachamu Lo Sikach. But Taisus, who said that there's an Isser Nisuin, is mashma that even though you were over with Ersin, because we're assuming Taisus agrees with the Chinuch, you're over a second time with the Nisuin. That's a very big, I think that's a very big chiddush. I didn't check, you know, I looked at the early Achrayim and I didn't see anything. I didn't check all the Rosh Hashivas, you know, the cheating books. I didn't check.
Still feel like there's something to the fact that if it's typhus and it works, it does more than if it doesn't work, even though the ultimate bia is mutter, and even though by achay sishtoi it's mutter legamri,
you could work that out. Fine, I'm not arguing. I just don't think it works. I guess I am arguing. I don't say I'm not arguing. I hear the attempt, but to me it sounds funny. Well, we're worried about you going to come to do bia. Bia is mutter. We're worried about exera atu achay sishtoi. Akos Ishto is mutter. Okay. All right. Anyway, so we should do over Shabbos, if you don't mind, is we should do a little research on this Shaila. I would really like to look up by a Kohen, where it says, wherever we find the Pasuk Lo Sikach, which I know we find it by a Kohen, because that was we had in Baba Metzia. We had by Baba Metzia in the Sugya of Yesh Shleach Vidvar Aveira that there's an Aveira for a Kohen to Mekarish a Grusha. Right? That was where there was a Shaila. If a Kohen makes a Shleach to Mekarish a Grusha, do we say Yesh Shleach Vidvar Aveira? Because he's a Lav Bar Chiyuva. So apparently, you see there clear in that Gemara that there's an Isser and a Kohen to marry a Grusha, which makes sense because Kedushin is Typhus. So even the, and it says Lo Sikach. So even the Rambam would agree that there's an Isser because Kedushin is Typhus. So what would happen if you do Nisuin by a Kohen? If the Kohen married a Grusha, So he gets an iser. So now he goes ahead and he marries and he does nesuin. Right? That should be a mefarish shulchan aruch. Right? That's you know, I mean, that should be a mefarish shulchan aruch. Is there an iser also for nesuin? If there's an iser also for nesuin, so very good. So then over here also there's an iser also for nesuin. But if over there it says that there's no iser for nesuin, so then it would be very strange. What Pshat and Taisus? Why over here is there an iser in nesuin? Right. That's basically where we left off today.
Clarification.
What?
Just a clarification question. Is Rebbe saying that according to the Rambam, it should be that the whole Isser of Achos Chalutzoso is not Kiddushin, and this one would only be the Bia?
Yeah, because if Achos Ishto is only the Bia, if the Minchas Tinuch says he never found in the Rambam that there's an Isser to do Kiddushin by Achos Ishto.
Yeah, so let's say
Achos Chalutzoso is no more Chomer than Achos Ishto.
So the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who says, you know, that if one of the brothers married the sister, yeah, we tell him hamtein. How would we interpret that?
Because the simple pshat in the sugya is not like Taisus. The simple pshat is hamtein to do bia. Taisus is the one that has a strange pshat in the Gemara that is hamtein to do nesuin, but bia is mutter. That's a das yochid. I don't know das yochid, but that's an unusual shot.
I'm quoting from the Rambam. Echad min hayavamim shekidesh achos yivimtoi. I'm going to hamtein. Al tegershena ve'al tisaena ad sheyabim achicha yachlot. So, I thought according to Rabbi, the Rambam would have no problem with him being yisaena.
Yes, unless you say, like we were saying,
like Dov,
that there's a Gzeira, because of course, since Bia is Usher, Rambam argues with Taisus and holds Bia is Usher, so then there's a Gzeira that if you do Nisuin, you'll come to Bia. That could be also. Taisus, that didn't work, because Taisus holds Bia's Mutter. But in the Rambam, again, I think the normal pshat without Taisus is a B is Usser. So a B is Usser, so then you can make an Isser Nisuin Gzeira Ata Bia. That is what it does say in the bottom footnote when he quotes this Minchas Yitzchak, the bottom footnote that there is such a Gzeira of Nisuin Ata Bia. But I think that's only when he quotes Tzavis and Av Yud, said such a thing. But I think that's only in a situation where the B is Usher. But I don't think you can say that in Tysus, by Achos Kukoso, where the B is Mutter. That's what I was assuming. So the Rambam is still okay, I think. All right. Okay, Yeshikayach. And we also got to get back to the Sira that we had yesterday. We were just, I don't want to say stalling. I just wanted to get the basic reading of Taisus. Because I like until I clarified this point, I couldn't even work on the point from yesterday. But we did have that stira. We had the pshat that was the guy said that Binyamin Simon. Some people said that maybe it's the Boim Ge'echad, which okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everyone.
Thank you, Abby. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.